Hello?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to my free teleseminar, 5 Secrets to Get and Stay Out of Pain. I'm Lynn Patterson, and I'm here at the beautiful Prakasha Yoga Studio in Goshen, Massachusetts. And I just want to start by saying that I really appreciate the time that you're taking tonight to learn how to help yourself. And I'm just really grateful we've had a lovely response to this free teleseminar. So before we get underway, I would just like to remind everyone so that we can get the most out of what I have to share tonight, if you could please close the door to wherever you are and tune out any other distractions in your home or office. And take a moment to mute your phone so we don't pick up any background sounds. And at the end of the call, when there's time for question and answer, I will unmute my lines and you can unmute yourself if you have a question that you'd like to ask. So thank you for that consideration. It helps everybody to hear everything in the call clearly. So welcome. Let's just all start by taking a big breath in and out. You may have had a very busy day today, and you may just need to settle in for the next little time. So I just want to welcome you all, and I'm really grateful that you're here, and I'm really happy to be able to speak on a topic that I'm pretty familiar with, pain. And I know it's an issue that's pretty common to all people everywhere. And, you know, for a lot of people, it's not just pain, but it's a chronic pain that they're suffering with. So I wanted to share a few facts with you that I found very fascinating. And I'm curious if you know that more than 100 million Americans currently suffer from chronic pain of some kind or another. And the suffering from chronic pain is costing more than $600 billion a year in medical treatments and in lost productivity and work time. 100 million people, that's a lot in our country alone. And at any given time, over 31 million Americans are experiencing lower back pain. So, you know, you may have lower back pain or back pain tonight. You may have pain in any other place of your body. You may know what that pain is from, or you might not have any idea why you're in pain. But what we're going to talk about now, I think, will help give you a lot of new information and some things to think about as well. In regards to lower back pain, that's the single leading cause of disability in the whole world. So there's a lot of collective pain that we're experiencing, not only in our country, but around the whole world. And it really invites the question, you know, why are so many of us in so much pain? But during this talk tonight, I will share my 5 secrets that you can use to begin to get and stay out of pain. And as we explore these 5 exciting secrets, I hope that you'll be able to start to reframe the way that you think about pain and the way that you deal with it. I know I certainly have reframed the way I think about pain and the way that I deal with it. So before we get going, I'd just like to share a few benefits that I think you'll get from listening to this call, and especially if you listen all the way to the very end. So one of the benefits is that you are going to discover some information that doctors don't even know. And I think this information can really help to shift your experience of pain, no matter what kind of pain you find yourself in, no matter the cause of that pain. And I hope that you'll learn something new about the way that pain functions and the relevance of pain in our lives. And then I hope that you will have some confidence in your body's own capacity to heal, and that you come away from this call having a little better idea that you can do something today to begin to resolve that pain. And also, by the end of the call, I hope you have an idea that when traditional methods of resolving pain aren't helping, you'll know who to call and where to come and find some help. And then lastly, if you are someone who does have back pain issues specifically, you can discover if my upcoming Back Care Basics course, which will be running October 19th through November 23rd, will serve you. So let's take a quick look at what's ahead. So I thought I would really just start by sharing what the five secrets that I'm going to talk about tonight, and then we'll get into them one by one. So the first secret, I think, is something that you may or may not agree with, and we'll get into that in a moment. But what I've discovered in my own journey through pain and through resolving that pain is that pain is your best friend. Pain is your best friend. That's secret number one. Most people don't think about pain in that way, but we're going to find out why that is. The second secret that we're going to look at is that your own attitude or your mindset towards the pain that you experience will make all the difference in your ability to heal it. The third one is that breath is a key component to getting out of pain. And the next one that we'll look at is that alignment is a key or main vehicle to staying out of pain. And the last one that I think is not really surprising, but might be surprising to you, is that your own human body is in fact designed to be healthy and pain-free. So at the end of this teleseminar, I'll give you an opportunity to learn a bit more, and also an opportunity to speak with me in private about your particular situation, because we just won't have time tonight to talk to everybody, and but we will take some time to answer those burning questions at the very end. So do stay tuned to the end of the call for that vital information about how you can contact me and enjoy a complimentary consultation. So before we start to explore these five secrets to get and stay out of pain, I would like to share a personal story with you. And this is my own personal story. And it starts back in the early 70s when I was fresh out of culinary arts school. And I had taken a job in Boston at a company called Air One. Now, Air One, some of you may remember, was America's very first natural food store. And the people who owned Air One also had an institute of learning and healing where they taught the study of macrobiotics. And the macrobiotics means great view or large view of life, and it was and is a system of living in harmony with nature. In this system, we learned how to harness the five elements of nature like earth, water, fire, air, and ether. And we learned about the power of whole foods to heal all kinds of illness and disease. And back in those days, and for many years, I cooked therapeutically. I cooked lots of meals for a lot of people, including some famous celebrities. And people, you know, were finding that they could heal a lot of illness and get out of pain through just the foods that they were eating. And at that time, I fortunately was also turned on to the practice of Hatha Yoga, which I loved immediately at first sight and was hooked. But at the same time, I was doing some exercise classes on the side, and in one exercise class, I was doing some kind of seated side-bending posture with my right leg out straight, and as I bent over my right leg, I heard my hamstring pop. And in that very moment, that tear in my hamstring set off a very long chain of painful events in my own life. That pain was off and on for many years. It was exacerbated by the style of yoga I was practicing at that time, where I was continually overstretching the leg and continually re-injuring the leg time and time again. And so about a decade later, that re-injured area of my leg finally reappeared as sciatic pain. And I had that sciatic pain probably every day for a decade. And over time, it got worse. And by the late 90s into the early 2000s, that pain had become chronic. And at times, it was so bad that I could not even sleep at night. And at that time, I was in more pain than I had ever been in before. And at times I thought, you know, dying would be better than this. And I was a single mom at that time, and I was working and supporting myself and raising my daughter, and it was just made life so much, you know, harder to manage having that pain. And I have to say, you know, honestly, there were times in that decade where the pain in my leg was so bad, the sciatic burning was so intense, I would cry myself to sleep. And sometimes, you know, it was more crying than sleeping. And at that time, you know, whether I was foolish or stubborn or ahead of the curve, I never took painkillers. Not even a single aspirin to try to get myself out of pain. I just didn't really believe in that magic pill was going to be a cure-all for myself. And I had experience in my life, you know, seeing my dad come from work and have a drink and pop a couple of painkillers to deal with the stress and the pain that he was in. And later on, you know, he shared with me that combination of painkillers and a highball never actually resolved his pain and suffering. So I kind of had a model that, you know, that system might not actually work. Fortunately, in the early 2000, I was enrolled in a yoga teacher training, and that system that I was training in was very big on, had a very big emphasis on proper alignment of the body. And that proper alignment needed to be carried out in each and every pose with a sense of purpose and mindfulness and attention and breath. And for 2 years, you know, I worked with my teacher when I was with him. I worked on my alignment. I worked on my strength. And steadily, faithfully, you know, I worked my body into good alignment. And one day, that sciatic pain was completely gone. And I knew I was home free. And sort of during those 2 years, you know, the pain would come and go, and as I learned what I really needed to do quickly to get myself out of pain, to get myself back into alignment, I started to develop a skillfulness in that over time I was able to come back to balance more quickly, and I was able to get out of pain more quickly. And that sort of inner dialogue that I had with my body that whole time built up sort of an inner reserve of intuition and wisdom and experience of falling in and out of pain, falling in and out of alignment back and forth, until finally the scales tipped in my favor and I knew how to keep myself in balance most of the time. And it's sort of once you get to that, you know, 50%, when you can get over that 50% edge and lean into 60% keeping yourself in balance, 70% keeping yourself in balance, then you gain real traction to end chronic pain. And even if you've had like an acute pain from an injury, the magic of alignment will work really well, and I'm going to talk a lot more about that in a few moments. So what happened over that two-year period is that I was able to completely heal that tear in my hamstring, and even the scar tissue that had built up, I was able to break that down and restore healthy tissue and regain full mobility. And even more importantly than that, I stopped hating my right leg for all the pain that it caused me. And that sort of, you know, mind shift in itself felt like a miracle for me. So I'm curious if you know that, you know, sciatica and back pain have a lot in common, and especially a lot in the approach that we use to heal it. And some of what I'm going to share tonight will help you no matter what kind of pain you have. And you don't have to have back pain, but I'm just mentioning that now because I have this other course coming up, Back Care Basics, and I only offer it once or twice a year. And if you're someone with back pain, I don't really want you to miss out on the opportunity to work with me in person and get some good hands-on healing and help for your situation. So if you're listening to this call and your pain isn't back or sciatica, don't worry. The method I've developed is going to help you too. Really, the only criteria is that if you have a body and it hurts, some of what I know should help you get out and stay out of that pain, especially if you have a strong desire to end that vicious cycle. And my promise to you is that it won't take you as long to heal as it took me. Because since that time, you know, training and working with hundreds of people who have a variety of injury and pain, I've been able to integrate several key components into my get and stay out of pain method. And some of these are techniques that I didn't have myself 15 years ago. So I'll get to the method in just a moment. And if you want to experience what I have to offer you and you're suffering with back pain now, I'd strongly suggest that you stay on the call to get the information about the upcoming Back Care Basics program. Or you can also request to do some private therapeutic work with me. So one of the things that I've learned over the healing of my chronic pain is that yoga is so much more than postures, alignment, and breathing. And that the most powerful yoga harnesses the power of what I call source energy or source light. Now, that source energy or source light can also be called spirit, God, prana, love, the mystery, whatever word that you use to connect you to that source energy. And when we can connect to that source energy, we can use it to speed our healing and return us to a natural pain-free state. My ultimate mission is to really help people get out of pain, but teach them how to stay out of pain. And I hope somehow I'll be able to help you in some way, and hopefully the information on this call will help you, even if I never talk to you again. So let's jump right in to these five secrets to get and stay out of pain. So let's talk about this first one. Pain is your best friend. When I first came across that idea, I thought that that was sort of the stupidest thing I had ever heard, and that pain was something I wanted to get rid of as quickly as I could, like someone you meet who rubs you the wrong way and you can't wait to get away from them, and you want to go as far, far, far away from them as you possibly can. So I know it sounds a bit counterintuitive, but I hope it's got your attention, because pain truly is your best friend. And why pain is your best friend is that pain is that part of your system that lets you know loud and clear when something in your human system is going out of balance or when it's gotten out of balance, or when it's staying out of balance. Pain, you know, is a built-in meter. And the more intense the pain, you know, the further off balance you've gotten. And you also know, especially if you're someone who has chronic pain, if you can't figure out how to change that direction and come back into balance, you're going to go further out of balance. And from a small problem, something much bigger could arise over time, be it an illness or re-injuring an injured area of your body. An imbalance could turn into disease. It could cause death. So, you know, going back to seeing my dad pop some painkillers as a way to just deal with the stress of being a businessman and raising a family and all the responsibility he shouldered, one of the things I learned was that painkillers really only mask the symptom of pain, but they never really remove the source of the pain, and they don't and can't return the body to its natural state. Because the natural state is this state of balance, of poise, of love, of connection. And so the very best that painkillers do is mask or cover the pain, and the worst they can do is become addictive. And with long-term use, you know, some painkillers can cause further harm to your organs, like your liver. So, to understand pain, we have to know a few things about our humanness and the way that we are created. So from our own life experience, you know, each one of us knows that we have different faculties of being human. We, in yoga, think about these different faculties as a body. So when we think of ourselves as a human body, a single human body, most of us are just thinking about the physical body, the human being as a singular physical body. But in yoga, we understand that we are actually comprised of five bodies. And as I share what these five bodies are, you're going to recognize them. And so I'm just asking you to think of each one of these aspects of yourself as a body, something that you can relate to, something that you can work with, something that you can empower and own, something that you can influence and change. So we all know the first body is the physical body. We don't often think of our mind and emotions as a body, but they are. We also have a breath body or a pranic body, part of you that's being breathed even when you're thinking about other things. There's an aspect of our humanness that's the wisdom or the intuitive body. We know when we have those little moments of aha, we get an inspiration, or we just know something without having a reason why. That's the strength of the intuitive body. And then we have at our innermost essence the spirit body. Some people call it the body of God. Some people refer to it as the body of bliss. And it's in this innermost body, this essential body, that you're never in pain, that this body doesn't hold pain. It holds only love and healing and wholeness and the energy of those things, the energy of creativity. And that spirit body is actually holding the wisdom for all the other bodies that you are. So when we can start to understand ourselves as a human being who's made up of five bodies instead of only the one physical body, we can start to begin to change the pain game. And I know for myself, just having this kind of change in perception allowed me to expand and consider myself and the injury I had and the chronic pain I had for such a long time in a whole new light. So here's one thing that we want to know about these five bodies. So when health is dominant or present, when we feel like, I'm feeling great today, I've got vitality, I've got energy, I've got joy. I feel good. I am healthy. When we're having that kind of experience, these five bodies are fully integrated with one another. They're all like talking to one another, and it's sweet, loving conversations. There's nobody yelling at anybody. Everything's in tune. Everything's in harmony. And when these five layers are connected and coherent, the energy of spirit is flowing harmoniously through them all. And in that time, in that moment, we are experiencing, yes, we are healthy, we are happy, we are a fully embodied human being. Now, when we fall out of balance, you know, say you have an injury, you stub your toe, you fall down and sprain your ankle, you break your leg, you get an illness, you have cold, you have flu, you have an argument with someone, you're yelling at each other, you're upset, you're frustrated, or when you're just in a moment of like you're feeling lost and confused and you don't know what to do or who to turn to. In those kind of places of imbalance, what's happened is these five bodies become disconnected. They start to kind of separate out or disintegrate, and that cohesiveness is lost. And then as a result, we're experiencing ourselves as in a state of some level of discomfort or pain or disease. So there's a way that I've learned that we can talk about this. So I'm curious if anyone has ever heard of the pain body. The pain body is a miraculous function of our own human template. The pain body stretches through all of our human faculties, all of these five bodies. It's like the matrix that's holding them together, this invisible weaving of energy, of connectiveness that's holding all the five bodies together. Kind of like the connective tissue in your own physical body. Or you can even think of like the meridian system that acupuncturists use to move energy when they're needling you. So when we think of ourselves in the state of health, when the state of health is dominant, the pain body is like relaxed, right? It's like invisible. There's cohesiveness. It just settles into the background. And what emerges is the state of health. And then when we experience something that's put us out of balance or that's harmed us in any way, then it's like that face of health recedes and the face of the pain body emerges. You can almost think of it like the two sides of a coin in a way, right? Your vibrant health where the pain body is quiet, and then that effect when something has triggered the pain body. Maybe it's some kind of shock, whether it's physical, emotional, mental, or spiritual, some loss or grief, something that has created a shock to your system and created a separation of these five bodies. So this unraveling of the five bodies like tips the scale of health and wellness. It triggers an alarm system in the pain body, and then you can feel like this visceral, you know, energy, the pain body starts to cry out. You know, it's going like beep, 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 warning, warning, you know, alert, alarm, help me, SOS, something's wrong, I'm in pain, I hurt. That's your pain body talking. And our reaction to any kind of separation, any experience we have that causes separation in amongst any of these bodies can trigger this pain body. So when I talk about the pain body, I'm not really thinking of it as a sixth body, a different body than the five bodies I've talked about. It's more a measure of the experience we're having between and among those layers of the five bodies, and whether that experience is one of health or one of unhealth. So really this difference, you know, between health and unhealth is what's happening in between these layers of the five bodies. Are they all connected? or has something disjointed them, disconnected them. And whether they're connected or separated, that's our experience of either health and freedom or pain and suffering. So when we rely on painkillers or cortisone shots or meds or drugs or alcohol to combat or to numb out the pain body, right, we're really just dulling off a very important part of our sensory system. And you might know, you know, when your senses are muddied, you can't get a clear, accurate of what's going on around you. You can't really grok what's that gone out of balance and why. And so if we're relying on those things that are causing us to have a less perception rather than more, it's almost impossible to get out of pain. And this kind of brings me back to the very beginning where I was saying that pain is our best friend, because if we can start to relate to pain on an entirely different level, we can use pain as an amazing feedback system to help tell us what our body needs to support its wholeness and if what we're doing is having a positive or desired effect on us. So that we're either all the time as we live our life doing things that are bringing us towards balance and health or doing things that are peeling us away from balance and health. So we could say that any technique that helps you to reintegrate these five bodies is going to help mitigate that pain, because we've created good connectivity and cohesion between the layers. We will be able to experience health and joy and vitality and not pain and suffering. So this first secret, this first idea that pain is your best friend, gives you a chance to reconsider your own relationship with pain instead of elbowing it out of the room, pushing it down the stairs, negating, trying to get rid of it at all costs. Maybe learn to embrace what it's telling us and use it as a tool to help us identify what exactly we need to do in any situation to get and stay out of pain. So let's just take a big breath in and out again. Because the second secret is also really important. And the second secret that your attitude and your mindset will make all the difference, can make all the difference. So I'd like to share another part of my story here, and that's like the turning point, my personal turning point with the sciatic chronic pain that I had came during a session with my acupuncturist. And when I was on the table with some needles stuck in my body, looking like a pincushion, Dan said to me, "You got to stop thinking about your right leg as your bad leg." And as soon as he said that, the lights in my mind went on. I had this big aha moment. And I realized that for over a decade, I had been thinking, I hate this leg. It causes me so much pain. It hurts so much. Bad leg, bad leg, bad leg. Like, that was my mantra. That was my mindset. I saw how I had literally disowned my own leg, both energetically and figuratively. I cut it off from the hip. And in having that extreme, like, wanting to deny the leg and the pain and just get rid of it, I saw that nobody or no modality was going to help me as long as that leg wasn't connected to the rest of my body. Massage would help for a little while. Acupuncture would help for a little while. But they only gave temporary relief because I was actually making my own pain worse by the way of my mindset, that I was holding it as something bad and wrong and not a tool that I could use to go from pain and suffering back to health and wholeness. That experience for me was one big-ass wake-up call. And I hope you get my point. If you hate any part of your body, if you're hating yourself for having pain, if you're hating your pain for following you around day and night, if you're just hating your circumstance, there's nothing and no one that's going to heal you. The first thing we have to do is figure out, in some small way, how can we embrace our pain? How can we re-embrace the part of our body that's broken or injured or wounded or hurt? Because it's ultimately the self of love, that truest nature, the heart of hearts, the soul of our soul, that loving place inside us is what ultimately heals. So I know for me that attitude or mindset makes all the difference. It's 100% true. And I know because I lived it, I figured it out, and I try my very best to use it every day that I'm alive. So if you can figure out how to stop disliking or hating yourself for your humanness, for the fact that you can get injured, for the fact that your body can be hurt for a long time, for the fact that you can have the experience of chronic pain for years, instead, can we simply try to love ourselves a little more, respect ourselves a little more, and respect the pain body for what it is and what it's telling us? Oh, yeah. So I'm reminding myself of one other little thing in this story. This other shift in my mindset came when I realized I was walking around like saying to myself, I am pain, I am in pain, I am pain, I am in pain. I had this incredibly self-defeating internal mantra that was associating the very being of myself as pain, rather than reassociating myself as soul, as spirit, as love, as God, as that innermost juicy part of myself that is never in pain. So as soon as I made the switch from like I am pain or I am in pain to I have pain or I am experiencing pain or I see that pain is present, I learned to stop associating my very self as that pain. It's like I could stand back and go, okay, pain is here. What is it going to tell me? I'm listening now. And so as I learn to say I'm not my pain, I'm so much more, that mind shift worked miracles beyond belief. And I hope that even if you walk away with like a shift in your mindset today, that ripples out and starts to bring you some kind of greater healing from the pain that you're experiencing. So let's look at secret number 3. Breathing is key to mastering and resolving pain. It's also my personal experience of over 30 years of hatha yoga practice and meditation and breath practices that breathing is the single most important component to get and stay out of pain. If you're not breathing, you're undernourishing your body. If you're undernourishing your body, if you're holding your breath, if your breathing is too shallow, if your breath isn't feeding and nourishing your cells, that's going to trigger your pain body. And if you're in pain from any kind of emotional upset, psychological upset, physical injury or illness, then the breath has to come in. It's carrying that sense of love and spirit and healing into your body. So you can create that best mindset. You can learn to de-stress and let go of tension. You can take pills to buffer the pain. You can realign your physical body. All those things might help. You can go and get treatments from all kinds of fantastic therapists with wonderful, effective healing modalities. But unless you're learning to nourish yourself through the breath body, that pain might go away for a while, but it's not going to stay away.
Mm.
And the simplest way that I explain this is that the breath body is the bridge between your physical body and your spiritual or your bliss body. I love to talk about it as the bliss body. And it's the breath that's the strand that's like carrying the energy of the spirit, the energy that makes you you and unique in the whole of the universe into your physical body. And if we think of the words around like breathing, like respiration or like perspiration, you know, when you're working out and you're breathing deeply, you're sweating, this perspiration, or a beautiful word like inspiration, all of those words have the very same root, spiro, which means spirit. So there was this understanding in ancient cultures that breath and spirit are not two. They're not separate. They're not different. They're one and the same. And when we understand the breath in this way and we breathe fully and we learn to use the breath as to serve the way spirit embodies the human body, the physical body, then we've got game on. We're going to start to have some mastery in getting out of pain and staying out of pain. And you may notice here, you know, I'm not using the word managing pain. So many pain modalities are saying, we'll manage your pain. And I'm like, screw that. I don't want anybody to manage their pain. I want people to figure out and learn how to heal that pain. So one of the simplest tools that I use in my work is the breath. And there's many different kinds of breathing techniques, and they're all can be used for different situations. And we're not going to do that in this call because that's going to be done in person. But we can use the breath, again, as a servant of the spirit to be in the body, to keep the body strong and healthy and free of pain. If you think of those old Roman statues, you know, when the invaders came and they knocked over the statues, they'd always chop the nose off because that deity in the statue, once the nose was chopped off, that connection of that energy of the deity into that piece of marble was gone. So the ancients knew breath and spirit were one and the same. So a physical injury, that has healed, and when the pain is gone from like the physical body, sometimes there's like that pain is still imprinted on the emotional body. You remember, I can remember how it felt to be in that pain. Or that pain can still be imprinted on your mental body. You remember the shock of the injury. You remember what happened when you fell and got hurt. So sometimes the pain that we're experiencing, sometimes this is true in chronic pain, is that the pain is not really in the physical body anymore. It's held in one of the more subtle bodies. And that so like the pain body, you know, the pain that's moving through the pain body can move from layer to layer, back and forth, in and out. The only place it doesn't enter is the bliss body, the spirit body, because that's the part of ourself that's always intact. So no matter which way the pain is going, from the physical into the more subtle bodies, from the subtle bodies into the physical body, either way, breathing can have a direct and immediate impact on your experience. We can learn to harness that power of the breath. We can reintegrate spirit back into these layers of the body, from our wisdom to our breath body to our mental, emotional body, all the way back into the physical body, carrying with it that essence of love and joy and health and healing. So breath is so, so important to any kind of healing modality. And I've been fortunate to study with some amazing teachers on breath. And I look forward to sharing those with a course with you sometime, or in private work with you sometime, or in some other kind of form sometime. So it's really not an understatement to say that there is a huge and silent epidemic in our country of underbreathing or non-breathing or holding the breath. I see this all the time. And I think why, you know, 100 million people are in chronic pain is because we're collectively holding our breath and we're cutting off our connection to source energy, source light, and that triggers the pain body. So I do look forward to sharing my favorite breathing techniques with you somehow, somewhere. I know they work. I use them daily. So let's look at secret number four now. And this secret is about alignment. Alignment is the vehicle you have, the way you have to stay out of pain. It also will help you get out of pain, but as you learn to move from misalignment into alignment, you're going to learn how to keep yourself out of pain. So a postural misalignment of the physical body is going to exacerbate any disconnect between the five bodies that you are. And that, again, is going to result in pain, illness, disease. Our human body is designed from an elegant, intelligent template. It's the most amazing design in the universe. The universe has put all of its energy, all of its intelligence, all of its proclivity to become something beautiful into the human design. And the way that our body moves, this template of movement, is called biomechanics. And biomechanics is all about learning to sort of balance tension and compression within the muscles and the skin and the fascia and the bones and the organs to bring any misaligned part of the body back into unity, back into integrity, back into wholeness. So we have this simple principle that is, you know, one part affects the whole. So if there's a collapsed arch in one foot or both feet, that's going to ripple up and affect your whole body. And if over time you are in a chronic misalignment, your body could end up having a chronic pain pattern. So as we learn to, like, use these biomechanic principles and bring the physical body back into stasis, back into harmony, that's going to then ripple out into the rest of our body. Just by changing your postural alignment, you're going to breathe better. And you can experiment right now with taking a big breath in, lifting your chest up, rolling your shoulders back, looking straight out into the world ahead of you, and taking several deep breaths in and out. So by changing our body, we change our experience. Using the biomechanics of the structural body is not hard to teach, and it's not hard to learn, and it's not hard to do, because it's the way we're designed. But we're not taught this as kids. We're not taught how to stand and sit and move. And if you're fortunate to study yoga and you're in a style of yoga that's teaching you that, then you're already ahead of the curve. Our physical structure is truly designed to move efficiently, to move gracefully, and our brain already understands healthy patterns of movement. But again, when this connection between the five bodies are disrupted for any reason, the impulses from your brain to your body get, like, crunched or crimped or obstructed, and then some kind of pattern of imbalance comes into being. So if you have poor posture, if you're someone who sits at a desk all day, you slump over your computer, over time, like, gravity keeps pushing down on you, compressing your spine, making the space between your discs smaller, restricting your breath. Over time, there'll be less blood circulating through your veins. There'll be less synovial fluid moving through your spine. There'll be less breath bringing you oxygen and energy and spirit into your body. And that compression could turn into many different things, a bulging disc, a herniated disc, a ruptured disc, a scoliosis, grinding bone on bone, wearing out the joints, arthritis. All kinds of things could come just from poor posture. And every person today has some little kind of imbalance in their body, some little curve, like we see all the trees growing slightly different. They're all growing from the earth to the sun, but they're all looking a little bit different in their shape. So when we learn how to sit and stand and walk and move optimally, we're not going to wear out our joints. We're going to have good flow. We're going to have less pain. We could even avoid pain in the future. We could even avoid joint replacement surgery or spinal surgery. I've worked with lots of people with joint replacements, rods put in their spine, fusions. Even if you've had some kind of surgery like this, your posture is still really important for the rest of your life. Because, again, we're either moving toward patterns of wholeness and health or moving away from them towards patterns of chronic misalignment, chronic pain. So this is like one of my favorite things to teach people. It's, you know, I'm all about like, let's get in the body and let's learn how to breathe and let's reset our mind and the way we're thinking. Let's learn how to become free of pain, how to keep the body healthy and happy and whole. And I've worked with all kinds of people, chronic pain, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, knee pain, carpal tunnel, tennis elbow, discs that are herniated, bulging, ruptured, people with scoliosis, people with chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, and more. So I've had lots of time and experience to figure out how to create a system to help people get out of pain and how to stay out of pain. So I'm pretty sure I'm getting pretty expert in this field, and I'm sure I can help you restore your own health. So let's look at the last secret, secret five. Your body is designed for health and healing and well-being. Whatever power that's created the universe, whatever you want to call that power that's created all the galaxies and stars and supernovas and planets and Earth and all the inhabitants on Earth, all the creatures and plants and animals, everything that's here, that's some super powerful energy and intelligence. That's the very creative force of the universe, and it's that energy that animates us as individuals, animates the human being. Whatever you call it, prana, ki, chi, spirit, God, the mystery, the void, something, nothing, love. When we harness this power, and there are many techniques to do this, we bring about healing because it's this power that we're bringing in through all five bodies. This comes in as how we access love, light, sacredness, energy, creativity, wisdom, intelligence, power, all these sacred qualities that imbue our lives with beauty and meaning. Sometimes we call it Shakti, sometimes we call it love, sometimes they call it source energy or source light. But this source energy or source light has a pattern in the way that it flows. And it's flowing from this place of creation, this source, moving like a pulse, much like the pulse of your heartbeat. It's throbbing and emitting energy, and that energy becomes light, and that light is vibrating in the deep space until it becomes resonant and it becomes condensed into sound, and that sound keeps vibrating into a thought like I am. Creation is I am something, I am becoming. And that thought needs to be spoken, so words need to arise, and they collect into sentences and, you know, ideas and sentences, and they become stories that can be told. But these words need a vehicle to be spoken and to be heard, so the human body is formed to carry all this energy, this light, this sound, this vibration, this resonance, these words, these images, these stories. We're designed to have these experiences, to communicate these experiences, and to share them. So the very nature of how the human body comes into being is from the same power that creates is the same power that heals. So this is our essence, to be healthy, to be whole, to be alive, to be embodied, to be joyous, to be happy. But the way we're living is out of balance. The way we are standing and sitting and moving is out of balance. The way we're breathing is out of balance. The way we're thinking is out of balance. So we want to start to learn to harness this source energy. And when we do that, the light floods in and the healing arises. And that's like the essence of my work, is supporting people into accessing that energy, to tap into it themselves, because it's your nature, their nature, your very own nature. And then the external support comes in whatever form, breathing, sound, light, movement, whatever combination of tools and skills I can fathom will help facilitate healing, I pull into a sacred flow to help restore that energy to the person who needs healing. So I really love sharing, you know, so many ways of how we can bring healing back to the body and how we can learn ourselves how to do this, because this is our birthright and this is how we're made and this is how we're meant to live. So in some practical terms, you know, once you master a few basic techniques and you start to apply them to your individual situation, you'll start to discover, like, which tools are the most effective keys to unlock my individual pattern. Maybe for some it's breath. Maybe for others it's got to be a certain way you're aligning a part of your body. Maybe for someone it's just all attitude, attitude, attitude that brings you back to stasis, that brings you back to health. And so when we're standing in this field of energy where the light is coming in and saturating us with blood and bliss and love and blood, it's a coherent energy field. It's our natural state of being. And as we're able to tune into that, we can then keep this connection steady and deep and keep refining it and keep evolving it so that we are more able to get out of pain, and then we're more able to stay out of pain, and then we're not in pain at all. We're just living our life with joy and happiness. And then maybe some other situation arises, and again, we're injured or upset, and then we have these tools and the skillfulness to again bring ourselves back to balance, back to health. So I just want to recap, because that's been a lot of different things I've put out, and I hope it's got your mind spinning and you salivating on, what is right for you and how can you use any of this to help yourself heal. So I'll just say each of these five bodies is an entry point to healing. Depending on what kind of issue you have, what is present, how severe your pain is, how long you've been out of sync, will give you clues on what modalities to use, what tools to use. And part of my, you know, specialty with therapeutic yoga is just, I love that, like figuring out what's the best combination of things to bring balance. So then in the end, we're using pain as a meter to direct our healing process. And then we use it as a feedback system to tell us how effective our efforts are. And just pain, just like a person or a child, when it's given the proper attention, becomes sated, nurtured, happy, it quiets down. So I hope I've piqued your interest in sharing my five secrets and that you've got some things to ponder. And before we get to some questions, I'd like to just let you know that I'm going to give you an opportunity, each one of you who's on the call tonight, and there are many people here, love to give you an opportunity to discuss your personal situation with me in private. Because I hope you're starting to get a sense of, like, I'm passionate about this. I love helping people get and stay out of pain. I think I've got a lot of tools to help. And I want to teach you how to do that for yourself. I want to set you free. And there are some things that just need to get reoriented in order for that healing to occur. So I want you to know, like, there's never a one-size-fits-all program for healing. It's got to be sensitive and intuitive and holistic and responsive and educational. It's got to fit your particular situation. So the biggest result you're going to get from me is how to get yourself out of pain, how to keep yourself out of pain. So right after this call ends, if you send me an email at prakashayoga@gmail.com, send me a request, tell me that you want to have a complimentary consultation, and we will schedule it. I only have a few sessions each week, so don't wait till tomorrow, because they're going to go fast. They always do. Whenever I open up these appointment times, they fill up right away. So it's prakashayoga@gmail.com, prakashayoga@gmail.com. You can also go to my website, www.prakashayoga.com, and fill out the Contact Us page. In the consultation, you're going to get 5 benefits. You're going to get a clear vision of the pain-free life that you desire. You're going to be able to determine the main issue that's causing you the most pain. You're going to discover the biggest obstacle that's preventing you from getting out of pain. And you can decide what next steps you can take to start stepping on the path to the pain-free life that you deserve. And at the very end, you'll know for certain if what I have to offer is going to help you and if you want to work with me. I only have a few appointments each week, so don't wait. When the call's over, send me an email. And then if you are someone who's suffering from back pain, don't wait till next year. My Back Care Basics course starts on Monday, October 19th. That's like in 2 weeks. And you can get that online if you go to the webpage, go to the course schedule page. It's there. So what I'd like to do now is unmute the lines and take a couple of questions. So let's see, and then if you muted your phone, go ahead and unmute yourself, and we'll see if anybody has a burning question. And if so, just feel free to speak up. Or you want to just share something. I know there's a brave person out there.
Hi, Lynn. It's Ginny.
Hi, Ginny. Nice.
How are you?
I'm awesome. Thanks for calling in tonight.
You are awesome. That was wonderful. We go to an acupuncturist, and he says that I have a slight pain in my lower sort of back hip area. It's like to the right of the lower back, and he says it's related to the kidney meridian.
Yes.
And so is that still going to work to do the things that you spoke of? I suppose it would. I took a walk this morning, and the pain was gone. And on that walk, we walked in a beautiful place, and I felt very positive, and I felt great for a while, and then it came back. And I'm not sure what's going on. I know that I don't have strong kidneys, and they're related to fear, and so something's definitely going on there.
Yeah, and there's like so, like I just picked 5 secrets, you know, because it's fun, but there's so many more than 5 things that we can talk about. You know, your diet has a lot to do. Some people are eating foods that cause an inflammatory response in their body, and sometimes just shifting some foods around, taking some foods out, adding some other foods can stop a pattern of pain.
Mm-hmm.
My sense is, you know, if it's anything to do in the pelvis, when the pelvis is misaligned, it can cause pain in the back or the legs or the body. If something in your foot is out of balance, it affects the knee, which affects the hip, which affects the pelvis. So even though he's treating on a certain meridian and giving energy there, right, he's helping bring that source healing energy into your body, and you're getting relief, which is excellent. But if you're not able to then, like, stay out of pain permanently, there's something structural that we can look at also.
Mm-hmm.
Because it may be, you know, as you sit, as you stand, as you move, if your structural alignment is off, it's constantly sort of tugging, you know, on that meridian. You know, even though the, like, meridians are like channels of energy, they're still sort of affected by the position of your physical body. You know, you think of, like, the subtle body as, like, the invisible part of you, right, the energetic part of you, but it's still affected by the physical part of you and what you're doing with your body. So, yeah, definitely I work with those kind of things for sure.
I was going to say that I think when we're in pain, sometimes we throw our bodies out to try to compensate for it, to try to make it feel better.
Yes.
It doesn't always work.
Yeah, and notice, you know, do you ever notice when you're in pain that you're kind of cringing everywhere?
Slouch? I slouch, I think.
Slouch? I find I cringe. So, you know, you may, like, there's a way that viscerally you're responding to any pain, and sometimes that makes it worse. You know, it's like you're adding compression onto an area of pain.
Contracting.
Sometimes compression can relieve pain, but sometimes compression causes more pain. And those are the kind of things, you know, that I have to, you know, see and try out a few things with you to see what works. But even if you're having stuff like in the hips, the work that we're doing in the back care class can help you because, you know, part of your physical spine, right, is your sacrum, and that's nestled between the hips.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're someone thinking like, well, my stuff is more like SI, sciatic stuff, hip stuff, the back care course will help you too.
Are they pretty easy things to do? Are they difficult things to
do?
The
class that I'm teaching is a 6-week kind of intro to, like, here's all the tools that you can start to use. And it's completely different than a regular Hatha Yoga class. We're doing very little of what we, you know, you would consider poses. We use, if we're doing a pose, we're using it in a very therapeutic, specific way. And we're learning how to line up the body. We're learning how to open up the breath. We're learning how to open up the channels so that spiritual energy can flow and bring its healing into the body. So I'm kind of just, depending on who is in the course and, you know, what the needs are, I lean what I'm teaching to the people in the room, basically. It's not just a pat thing. You know, if there's a technique that I know that's not going to help you, I'm not going to teach you that one. I'm going to teach you the things that are going to help. Because that's how I like to work. Anything else?
That's it. Unfortunately, we're going to be away during a good part of the class, so I don't think we'll be able to take it this time, but maybe in the next round. We keep getting your emails, so we'll
know. Yeah, great. Yeah, and just know, you know, I love working privately with people. I offer all kinds of therapeutic packages, and that might be something that we talk about also.
Lynn, this is Barbara. This is Barbara. I have a question.
Yeah, Barbara. Hi, Barbara.
I have a question.
Hi.
When you've been in a repeated posture pattern, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
When you've been in a repeated posture pattern for a long time, like you're over 65, and you have this, you know, you have some misalignment that might be causing the trouble. How hard is it? I mean, isn't it a matter of even if you go to a class or you have a treatment, you need to do things that enable your muscles and everything else to go back in, because aren't you going to revert back to your old patterns very easily?
Well, the way, you know, that I like to work with people is, you know, I like to use the yoga if I'm teaching poses. I like to use them in a way that supports the body, but I also like to help give people things that will just help them in everyday, you know, standing, sitting, walking, bending, because that's what you're doing like 99% of the time, and you're only in a yoga class, you know, every now and then, or doing yoga so many minutes a day. So it's, I really like to direct my work towards sort of the, you know, how we're using our body most of the time in our day. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does make sense. I mean, yeah, that makes sense, because you have to figure out how to stop repeating what you've been doing forever.
Yeah, and you know,
doing things,
you know,
in a different way.
Right. Yeah, and you know, it's a pattern, right? So there's some unlearning of the old pattern, and there's some relearning of a new pattern, and then the sort of practice, you know, over time is that you're trying to move toward that new pattern again and again and again, and at a certain point it takes. Like for me, with my sciatic thing, it took me 2 years because I had been re-tearing it so many times and re-injuring it so many times. And then the pain body was just screaming all the time because it just didn't know what else to do. But as, you know, as I kept going back and working with certain poses and using my practice therapeutically, I learned the new pattern, and then it stuck. And now, you know, only if, like, I have to sit in an airplane for, like, 8 hours, you know, and I can't get up and walk around, like, might that pain start to show its face again. But then I know quickly what to do to get out of it and to reset the pattern. So, you know,
I have one more.
It does take a willingness. I'll answer your second question in a minute. I just want to add this. It does take willingness, and it also takes mindset, because I work with a lot of, you know, over 60 people, and sometimes they just think, you know, oh, I'm just getting old, you know, I can't do anything about it. And if you're on that trajectory, I beg you to change your mindset.
I'm not on that trajectory.
Cells are renewing every day until the day you die. You know, maybe they're not renewing as fast as when you were a kid, but your body still has the capacity. And in yoga, we like to think like everything is possible. Anything is possible. Let's have that mindset.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I just have
one more question that's slightly unrelated, but there's been a lot. There's a lot of conversation and information available about different self massage techniques with balls and rollers and to get it to fascia.
Yeah,
and I wondered what you thought about that.
Kinetic awareness. Yeah, I love the kinetic awareness work. I've studied some of that myself, and I like to integrate that in what I do, because if our pattern of pain is kind of revolving around some part that we're clutching, right, some part that's overly contracted, then that kind of work is really nice to just get this brain-body connection of, oh, I can relax a little. I can let go of all that tension. I don't have to carry it around all day wherever I go. So I like to use that work, too. That's some of what we do in these. It's kind of like we have to learn to relax the tight places, the places that have gotten hardened and compressed, and we have to realign the body, and then we have to strengthen it, and then we start to set a new pattern in place.
Great.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for that question. Anybody else have a question? Give you another chance. Anybody have just a comment? Was this helpful? Did you learn something new? Did you have an aha? All right, then. So let me just say again, you know, I'd be delighted to offer any of you, all of you, a complimentary consultation. So send me an email, and I'll tell you what times I have available this week. And don't wait. And if you've got hip stuff, sciatic stuff, SI stuff, back stuff, neck stuff, try to get in my back care course. And if those dates don't work for you, then let's see if we can work together privately.
So I really
want to thank you so much for your time tonight. It's been a joy for me. I really love working with people and helping people get out of pain. And I know if you're in pain, you can get out of pain, and you can learn to stay out of pain. That power heal is built into who you are, and I'm here to support you on that journey. Thank you so much. My love is with you. My blessings are with you. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you all. Good night.
Good night.
My sound didn't go through, so I just kind of...
Oh, really? I heard you.
You heard me, but, yeah, you were in the same room. She didn't respond, so obviously she didn't...
Oh. I think she was signing off and talking while you were talking, and it didn't work.
I was going to say, you know, this kind of sciatic pains and things like that is often from injury.